And welcome to episode 34 of the Disconnected Gamers Podcast, where we reconnect with life and gaming. I'm one of your hosts, Andrew, also known as J-Bond. With me, as always, a barking dog in the background, and...
your boy, Mike.
I don't know if you can hear the dog, but the dog, for some reason, decided it was prime opportunity to start barking.
Barking dog named Mike.
A Darking Bog.
That'll be the title of the episode.
Darking Bog. it is Sunday, August 16th. I would say weather is nice, but it was humid as fuck out today because it poured really, really bad yesterday and then was like 90 today.
We're supposed to get storms tonight, I think.
It was actually awesome. I mean, aside from like the fear of losing power while doing a raid with... Hug and Cody and stuff. Like,
mad.
Literally, we were playing. Oh, did I just... Okay, no, cool. I thought I just knocked over a can of soda. We were running the raid, and, like, literally, you just heard, like, boom from the thunder, and I was like, holy shit, that was right outside the window. And they were like, we heard that one.
Wow.
Like, they could hear the thunder through the microphone. But, like, the lightning had to have hit, like, one of my neighbor's trees. It was right outside the window. Sky lit up. It was ridiculous.
Scary as hell.
Yeah. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You're back from Kansas City.
Kansas City.
New York is such a pity, but it maxes Kansas City. We won. It's Aerosmith. Nobody probably even gets the reference.
Probably not.
So let's tell me about it.
It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome convention for their first time. Like, I mean, when we first got there, it was a little frustrating because when we were setting up, we were told we were going to get a backdrop. And when we grabbed our badges, they were like, you're not getting a backdrop. So we were all kind of freaking out, like, well, we got to go to Lowe's now and, like, make a makeshift backdrop. But then they told us, okay, never mind, we haven't fixed it. Or we haven't got anything together yet, so we're going to, you know, get you a backdrop and all that. So we set up, and then we went to, like, a fountain area outside the hotel. And we did some silly stuff there. I periscoped for, like, a few minutes. And then day one, we went and met the voice actress for Attack on Titan and Evangelion, which are two animes, which probably that flies right over your head.
Totally flew right over my head. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of Attack on Titan, never watched it. So
She's one of the main characters.
Okay.
Yeah.
It probably flew over my head just as much as that time I told you I met Laura Bailey and you were like, that's Kid Trunks! And I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Like, what? Right, yeah.
As everybody listening is like cringing because I don't know who Kid Trunks is.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, we met her and she was the sweetest.
Yeah, she's super nice. Or do you mean the other person?
Trina, yeah. Oh, okay. The voice actress. She's super nice. And remembered us every other time we saw her, too. So I got... Or no, yeah, my buddy got a helmet signed from one of the shows, and she freaked out about that. And then he got it. I bought him a voicemail thing. Like, she recorded a voicemail for him.
Like, on the spot?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think she sang him a song from one of the animes she did. And he was like a schoolgirl freaking out.
Now thinking about, like, that as a thing... That's actually genius, because you could, like, you know, bang out, like, I don't know, how much do they charge? Like, I'm assuming she charged.
Yeah, it was, like, 25, 30 bucks.
So 20
like
bucks to get her to record a thing for your voicemail. Like, that's awesome.
Dude, yeah.
If I could get Veronica Taylor, who's the voice of Ash Ketchum, totally. Oh, yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Hey, Andrew's not here right now. Leave a message, and he'll catch you later. Gotta catch them all. Yeah, like he's out catching them all. Pokemon.
Oh. STDs. Then I met the original Red Ranger.
Awesome.
Who was a super awesome dude. Like, I he made it seem like you actually knew him. Like it was more of a personal level type thing than it was, oh, here's a photo, here's an autograph, okay, see you later. Like he actually sat there and talked to me and Sam for like a good, I don't know, 30 minutes.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. And he let me hold his helmet during the picture and everything. But yeah, he was totally cool. Awesome guy. I think that, yeah, then that was day one. And then day two, we went back to Trina again and gave her like a bow that one of the cosplay girls that she made.
Yep.
And she wore it and everything. And we got to take a picture of her wearing it. And that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I saw the pictures from the booth. What was the Bose thing? I couldn't figure that out.
One of the members, Sissa, she made those.
Okay.
So she was just like extra stuff to sell.
Okay, gotcha.
So that was pretty sweet. And then I don't know if you've seen, I'm trying to think what all he's in, but the actor Manu Bennett, who's in, I guess he's more known now for Spartacus and Arrow.
Okay.
But
I
we,
haven't watched Arrow, but I know what it is. Yes.
yeah, we got to hang out with him. If you end up deciding to watch that and you see the character Slade, that's him. We got
Okay.
to hang out with him
Cool.
on day two. Again, super cool guy. I guess we were told after the convention that he actually wants to move to Kansas City. Like he loved it so much.
Odd.
Yeah. Lives in
Like,
all our lives
I'm
in
not picking on Kansas City,
yeah.
but I just feel like that is like the last place I'd be like, yeah, I
That
think
you
I want to
want to
move.
live.
I mean,
Yeah.
I bet you it's friggin' dirt cheap to live there, so he could live like a
Well, yeah,
king,
for
you
him,
know?
it's no
And he, but
problem.
my thing is, I feel like if he's an actor, he needs to be in LA. So like he would have to still have like an apartment or something in LA to fly out and do his.
I think for him, I guess the areas he went to take pictures in, because he put them on Facebook, it was a lot of like artsy dance stuff, and I guess he used to study dance.
Okay.
So I think that's probably why. It's more of like the art aspect,
Community, yeah.
yeah, than it is the I'm just gonna live in Kansas City now.
Yeah. Straight up,
But yeah.
Kansas City.
Hung out with him, totally cool dude. Third day, I can't really talk about that because
Sure.
the
Yeah,
events
yeah,
that
yeah.
happened Saturday
Yeah,
night.
yeah. No,
Yeah.
no. Yeah.
But third day just kind of chill. Sold the rest of the stuff that we could, and again we met Manu, or Manu came by and talked to us again. And
So what did you guys have at the booth? You just had like, did you go to like Kinko's or
yeah.
something and get a bunch of prints for
Well,
Ultra
I
Girls?
actually put out the prints for them online, and it came out pretty decent. So
Nice.
we sold some of those. We sold some of the bows, and then I don't know if they're in the pictures, but they had banners made with like their names
I
and
saw
pictures.
those. Yeah, I saw those.
They
Those are
had
pretty
those made.
awesome.
So that was pretty sweet.
They looked pretty good. The banners looked good. I was gonna ask you about that too, because I was like, where did you guys end up getting the
I'll
banners?
have to ask Sophie where she got them,
My
but
guess is it's probably the same place you guys got the t-shirts. I think it was Vista Print.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I believe so. That sounds about right.
Yep.
Yeah, she ended up getting a pretty good deal, so.
Yeah, I mean it's one of those things where like in a jam if you need something just to have it, like
Exactly,
you
yeah.
can't really beat most of those online places to just
Oh, no.
get stuff printed, so that's pretty sweet. So overall, like
Overall, I great experience. I'd go again.
going again, yeah. Are you guys gonna
I'd
do you
go
think you
again.
get a you guys think you get a booth again?
I believe so, because I think she's gonna talk to them again, I'm sure. So I'm sure she'll get a booth again.
Yep. And what's next for Ultra Girls?
They just did the Transformers Expo this past weekend, like a day, just a day though.
Yep.
And I think in terms of being a guest or actual guest, not a last minute type thing, what's it called? There's a like a horror con in Georgia, like Retro Mega Con or something like that, that they're
Yep.
gonna be guests at. It's like 80s, 90s horror retro stuff.
So
That
totally
sounds pretty
not my
cool.
jam at all.
Probably not, yeah.
I mean, I'd probably go, but I'd be like the second one of you motherfuckers comes up behind me.
Right. I guess it's like an, or no, that's a different convention. I'm trying to think if it was the outdoor one or not, but
Oh, outdoor conventions just sound like the worst. Because it'd be
It's
so
like, yeah,
hot
they're like
if you're like co like for
the group in like
cosplayers.
a tent,
Yeah.
ventilated tent type thing, I guess, or something like that. Yeah, I think that, and there's two more here, some local ones that they're gonna go to soon.
Nice.
But
Pretty
yeah,
sweet.
pretty sweet ass time
I
for
keep
sure.
seeing different things around the Boston area, and I'm always just like, oh, but that means I gotta go into fucking Boston. Like, that's like that, like,
One of the things
literal
you just
one detractor. And I'm just like, ugh. I
experience me
think
at least.
for Boston Comic Con, though, I'm gonna go next year. Like, I missed it this year, but, like, I'll go next year.
Yeah. A lot of the cosplayers I follow, they all went
To Boston?
to the Boston one. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, Boston one's pretty big. My guess is it probably is like San Diego, New York, and then
Right. Those
something else,
type.
and then probably Boston's in the top
So,
five.
yeah.
Because it's like it's one of the biggest cities probably for all of them. I mean, I don't know. Someone can tweet at us and
Right.
tell
Let
me
us
that I'm
know.
wrong, but I just have to assume that Boston's up there.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple, like, there's some, the problem is for me now is like I always see people on Twitter and they're like going to BakaLakaDakaCon, and I'm like, what is this? What is
Right.
this? Like, and
Awesome. Or
I'm
video
not
game,
even,
anime,
yeah, like, I'm not even picking on them, but it's
comics.
just like there's so many cons at this point. Like, it's, I feel like every single weekend somebody's going to some con that I've never heard of.
Right.
Like, this past weekend was Destiny Con, but Destiny Con was really just a meetup of a bunch of Destiny live streamers, and then fans came. But yeah, so I think it was Gathalion who wanted to set this up, and what he wanted to do was meet all the streamers. He wanted all the, like, big Destiny streamers, Broman,
So basically, like
Triple,
trip, yeah.
a couple of the other people whose names, because I don't really follow the Destiny thing that much.
I don't know triple and
Yeah, I mean, it's
maybe.
because I knew Triple from the PlayStation MVP program, so, like, that's pretty much it.
Right, yeah.
And plus, I really enjoy his streams, but that's besides the point. So, I guess Gathalion wanted to, like, have a group get together with all those streamers, and he was inviting everybody down to Florida, and then, like, all these other people were like, well, why can't you just make it like a big meet and greet? And they were like, okay, sure. So
Yeah,
they,
right.
like, I guess they rented a restaurant, or maybe they just kind of showed up at a restaurant, and they were thinking like 200 people were going to show up, and I guess like
More than that.
a thousand people showed up. And, like,
Huh.
allegedly, when we were I was talking to Cody about it, she said like someone flew in from like Iceland or something, so like it wasn't
Oh,
like a
wow.
it yeah like people were like my friend went
It's a
from
big deal then.
Chicago, my buddy Sean went from Chicago to Florida, and a bunch of other people too. So,
So this is the real deal then, or what
I mean,
people
but it
thought
was
it was.
just a meet and greet. Like, it wasn't like there was a convention or anything. They just legit had
Oh,
a big meet and greet of these, like, popular
dang,
streamers, and they, like, went to a restaurant and hung out and did, like, karaoke and
cool.
shit. But,
See
like,
that?
I guess
That'd be fun.
Deej did show up, but I mean, part of me thinks that he kind of has to, because
Right.
that's like a big part of his job, is like being a community
Exactly.
manager, and
Yeah.
being a good community manager would be going to the Destiny event where,
These
like,
kind of
the
events,
most
yeah.
popular Destiny streamers are going to, like, and I'm sure it was just probably
Totally
cool
makes
to go
sense.
hang out with everybody in one go too. So,
Oh yeah,
if
sure.
he hadn't met any of them at that point, like, that would have been a perfect opportunity to see them
Perfect
all.
opportunity to go, yeah.
So, I can't hate
I'd
him.
imagine he's met
I just think
some of
it's a
them.
pretty cool idea, so.
Oh yeah. So I wonder if at some point they're just gonna make it an actual convention then.
Well, I just googled destinycon.com, and apparently it is an actual thing. It's
Oh, okay.
LA Convention Center,
Oh, gotcha.
Saturday, August 22nd, DestinyCon gaming tournaments. It's like a pretty basic,
So just like a
this is just like a basic WordPress website. I mean, it's, like, nice. It's got all sorts of stuff.
Okay, so this
Guests,
would
let's
be the
see.
first
Guests
time
of
or whatever.
Honor, there's nothing listed. And celebrity
So this
cosplayers, nothing listed.
is literally the first time then.
Yeah, it's got to be the first time. And it's obviously not, because there's nothing listed. It's
Oh
just a
wow.
straight up.
So straight up fresh.
Yeah, this website is
Dang.
straight up just there. Like,
Dang. So I
autograph
mean, someone just
schedule.
quickly put it together then, and it's
Yeah,
like,
I'm
okay, we'll just
assuming.
add details later when we conc make everything concrete.
Yeah, I mean, I assume maybe they're planning this for next year or something, because there's no way. Like,
Right, yeah.
August 22nd is in a week. Like, there's just no way. There's nothing on this
That's
website.
not enough time to plan a convention.
Yeah.
Not at
I have
all.
to imagine this is for next year.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool though.
Early sellout expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they
Anywho.
just do everything in the last second, but yeah.
Yeah. Definitely not Destiny sponsored, but whatever. So yeah, they had the
Right.
Destiny meet and greet thing, which was pretty awesome. And I mean, I think that truly shows how big the community can be and how supportive it can be if it wants to,
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? Like, hey, a couple of us live streamers are gonna have a meet and greet, but you can come to Florida and like book a hotel and stay for like two days if you want to, and people did.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's kind of ridiculous.
It's kind of a big deal.
Like, you got on a plane to go meet a bunch of people who stream video games. Like,
Yeah.
awesome. Think that's pretty rad. But
Hopefully people do that for us one day.
well, you know, when I'm thinking about it, you know, for PAX Prime, you know, and I've got a panel, like, that's kind of true for me at least. Like, I mean, I'm
Oh,
not saying
yeah.
like people are flocking to PAX Prime just because of me, but like there's an element of there's people who are going to be coming to that panel,
That bitch
and
is gonna be
that's going to be
packed.
awesome. I'm really psyched. I'm hoping it's going to be packed, only because it's Monday morning, so people might not have left yet, but like usually people do leave Sunday for from PAX Prime. Like, Monday's probably the
Right.
slowest day.
Because typically for the cons I go to, it's usually the last 2 days. That's when the people actually show up.
Yeah.
Because most people, those are their days off, or
Right, exactly.
that's the free time they have. So, or the
Yeah.
panels they want to go to, those are the days they're happening.
Yep. Yeah,
So,
no, I get that. Yeah, it's kind of I mean, like, it's as the days get closer, I
it's like
get
almost
like
nerve-wracking.
it is a little bit, 'cause I mean there's a
Yeah.
big part of me that's like, this thing could flop. You know, and there might not be that many people, and I'm totally bummed. But then I'm like, but it hasn't happened yet, and that hasn't happened, so just relax. Just
Right,
don't worry
just
about it. But we
gotta
will.
calm
We'll see.
the
I'm like, the problem is like, I know that like I've talked to a bunch of people and like made a couple things and arrangements so that like there are going to be certain people there, more so that
Right.
we can kind of shout them out in the audience. But
Nice.
and just because it'll be nice to have that reference point. Like, for example, like Triple's gonna be there, so like I'm hoping to get him in the panel, not like on the panel, but
Right, but
in
in the
the audience,
room,
in like the
like,
front row,
hey.
so I can be like, hey, like, are you know any of you guys familiar with Triple Rec? Well, he's right there, and you know he himself became this big streamer because he put in all this work and blah 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 blah, you know, give him a little nod.
True, true.
But it's I don't know, man. I'm
I'd be
excited.
nervous.
I'm a little.
I'm
I'm. I'll
excited, but
probably be. I'll
nervous.
probably be like nervous the night before, or like nervous the morning of,
Right.
and then like it's gonna happen, and I'm gonna go through it just like we get like when we first started doing the podcast. I was like so nervous, and it's like, why am I nervous? Like, I'm in my
Right.
room,
Yeah.
you know, nobody can see me. I can just
Yeah,
delete it
exactly.
if it sucks.
Right. It's just your voice, so it's not like,
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
the problem.
we're
It is
saying
my
we
voice.
suck to our
I need to
face.
find, how do you make your voice deeper overnight? Like,
Right.
hello everybody and welcome to the panel.
I just
Actually, I know
immediately
exactly how
start
I can
talking to
do
the
it.
Hodge twins. Doipu.
If I
Slip their
just
body.
scream my lungs out to like some Linkin Park, my voice will be all raspy and I'll sound like I'm from like the heart of Boston.
God, just go all
That's
Peter Griffin, everybody.
no, not even go all Peter Griffin, but like when I like if I like sc if I'm like screaming to music, my voice, because I'm like screaming naturally, it like gets real ra like my voice ends up being wicked raspy, like my talking voice goes wicked raspy. So like I'll just do that and then I'll have like this raspy voice and everyone will be like, "Damn, he should be a country singer."
Either that or you have no voice.
Yeah, it could go both ways.
Just like
I
pointing
think we'll
and
be
nodding
good.
at everybody when they say something you agree with. Just start learning sign language on the spot.
I always wondered about that, if they have ASL people there. I know at some of the panels I've seen they've had people who do the sign language.
Yeah, I think I remember it playing at Comic-Con last year.
I think
No,
it's probably
this
the, like,
year.
I think it may be in some cases the ASL people go with the people who are like hard of hearing so that they have a, just so that if they say like, you know, there isn't going to be somebody at this, I don't know. I'm sure they have a thing to figure it out.
Right,
I
yeah.
just, but,
Either way, it's gonna be high. It's
yeah.
too bad they're not gonna like stream the thing.
Well, I don't know yet. They haven't said.
'Cause if they did, I'd be like, everybody could watch this shit
Right, that's the
right
thing,
now.
right? They said when you fill out the thing, are you okay with it being streamed? And I said, yes. Like, sure, no problem. So I
That'd be
don't know if that
awesome.
means that it will be, or just in the event that they want to,
Like a
like,
pre-recorded
yeah.
type thing.
Or just
Yeah.
in the event that they want to use, like, stream it to pa like to
Oh,
the, if there is some other panel that's cooler than mine, maybe that one gets streamed, but I don't know how it works. I just put in yes, sure.
guess you'll find out then.
Yeah. And I mean, the PAX Prime app for iPhone, I assume it's for Android, is up with all the schedules and stuff, so you can like schedule
I'll
out your
check it out,
stuff and
yeah.
schedule our panel,
Nice.
your roadmap to the industry, the 5-year plan.
Check
But yeah, it should be. It's one of those things where like I get, I start do, spinning the wheels in my head, and I'm like, stop, just don't think about it.
Right. Don't think about it too
Don't
much.
think about it because you just need to, you know, you just need to do it.
Do it, yeah, just let it happen.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited because this is the first time I think ever, and I think I said this in that the other podcast where we were like rambling about PAX and stuff and media and having appointments and scheduled stuff out. This I might seriously have more appointments scheduled for this particular PAX than I've ever had scheduled before. Like all
Jeez.
PAXes combined, like every day I am booked. Like
Damn, you're gonna be
I'm
busy.
now, yeah, that's the like I'm now sitting here being like, this kind of sucks. I'm not gonna get to walk around. Like
Right? And if you do, it'll be
if
like,
there's any big named games, I'm not gonna get to play them, 'cause I'm not gonna, I don't even have like an hour
oh,
to like
wow.
go sit in
Just
line. Like everything is
up.
like I gave myself a little bit of time in the morning on the first day because I get in an hour early just to kind of putz around and say hi to people and
Right, find people you
check stuff
know
out.
and
And then it's like there's a panel Friday that Brittany's in because Brittany's also in our panel, so I she's got another, she's in like 4 or 5 panels. But I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna go to that one. And then there's a couple other panels that I wanna see. But like I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna get to see any of Greg's panels. Greg Miller. Like I'm pretty sure like I've made it so that it's impossible for me to do that.
Tank.
'Cause like my entire Saturday is literally the whole fucking day. Like the
Jeez.
whole day, with the exception of like 1 half hour I have, and that half hour is spent going from one booth to another. That is pr Saturday is probably the is normally the busiest day anyways, but it's
This
going to be
day.
the coolest day for me because it's where I get to see some of the biggest games. And what's even cooler is that I have an appointment in the Nintendo booth, like
Oh,
it's to
snaps.
check out an indie game, but it's still in the Nintendo
Still, yeah.
booth, and so I'm just like straight up legit. And
Nice.
I have an appointment to see an unannounced title that I'm not even allowed to say what it is. And then from there we go and we play another game that I'm allowed to say what it is like at PAX, but I can't say what it is until now.
Right, yeah.
But that's
Cover.
like I'm excited for that because it's a sequel to a game that I've been excited for a little bit, so
Uh-oh.
pretty hype. But
You find everything.
that's I mean PAX, it's coming up. And then in the continuance of cons, PlayStation Experience was just announced. It's going to be December 5th and 6th in San Francisco, California.
Want to try to do that.
I am also trying to figure it out too, but it's like fuck, San Francisco is so expensive.
Yeah.
They booked hotels, but I imagine they were already sold out by the time I even saw that it was there, so I may have to go double check and see.
Imagine,
Because
yeah.
they had like hotels for like 179 a night, 200 and, you know, 200 something a night. But that's like pretty
Talk some
cheap.
more friends into going. I would love to go.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? A buddy of mine who's from Rhode Island, he was saying, he sent me a message today and was like, "Hey, are you going?" And I was like, "I don't know yet. Why?" And he's like, "Well," he's like, "'cause one of my friends wants me to go." And I was like, "Well, keep me posted, because maybe we can, like,
Right, figure something
yeah,
out.
like if we maybe if we book our flights together, we save a little bit of money." So we'll see. But it's San Francisco's expensive, and it's in the middle of December or the beginning of December, but which isn't, it's like winter and Christmas, and so, but I mean, I have friends that live in San Francisco, so it'd be nice to be able to go for like a couple extra days and then
That's
hang out
true.
with
They'll be
them,
down.
and so we'll see what happens. But PlayStation Experience, they're doing a thing to make the tickets a little bit more affordable this year. So it's like if you bought the early bird special, it was like $60 for both days. After that, it's just going to be 75 or like 45 per day. But it's only 2 days,
That's
and
not bad,
that's
yeah.
it's. I mean, that's fine for the 2 days. My problem is I just feel like it's not, and like I feel like unless they severely limit the amount of tickets or severely increase the amount of stuff that's there. I mean, I heard a
True.
lot of people saying about PlayStation Experience last year was that it was a lot of waiting in lines. Like a lot, like more than PAX, you know? Because it's like there's the only thing you can do is play PlayStation stuff. So it's not like there's a, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to
White
say
book.
that there isn't a ton of PlayStation stuff, but like at the same time,
Right.
there's only so much.
True. We'll see what happens.
So I mean, I'd love to go anyways. I'm not saying I
Oh,
wouldn't want to
yeah.
go, but
Would love to.
that's just
Speaking
kind
of
of,
action.
it's just kind of how it goes. But
True.
so that's that. So there's, yeah, I mean, other than that, I don't know of any other big cons that are like on my radar. It's pretty much PAX Prime, and then oh man, oh, this is the coolest thing. So PAX Australia, they were posting their thing like submissions for panels, and I was like, yeah, too bad the like flights and stuff isn't included in that. I was like, 'cause I totally would. And the guy
Right.
who runs the PAX, who's I think his name is actually Guy, is he was like, I tweeted and was like, yeah, you know, if only it wasn't so expensive to get over there. And he was like, oh, it's only a 14-hour flight. And I'm like, the flight time is not the issue, it's the
It's true.
cost.
It's a
It's the
cost, man.
cost of the flight. So, but it was just kind of neat because I was just thinking, like, man, I would totally love to go to PAX Australia.
Oh God, yeah.
That'd be
Amazing.
legit. Like, maybe that's what we got to do. Maybe we got to do a panel in PAX Australia, you and me. We'll call it How to Screw PAX Australia into Giving Us a Panel.
Panel.
Nah, we could just do like a live recording of the podcast,
I was gonna
you know?
say, yeah, just record live.
That'd be pretty cool. I mean, and even and at PAX, obviously, I'm gonna try and be recording audio clips. Because I've got my portable podcast kit, which is just my iPhone and the microphone adapters and the
Nice.
software that I bought. So I'm gonna try to bring it with me to the different appointments and see if I can get like a 5 or 10 minute quick
Right, like an
interview.
impromptu kind of
Yeah,
interview.
have people telling me about games and put it together as one big thing,
Nice.
and then. Also, record a podcast while I'm there, with some people, because I've talked to some people who were like, totally,
Dude,
totally want to do that, you know?
that'd be cool.
So you may have some cool stuff going on, but I'm also like, oh my God, if I, it like, because I've scheduled all these appointments, I'm like, that means I like need to cover all of these things. So I'm like, it's gonna be, like, it's cool. Because it's going to be fun and it's going to be work and it's going to be fun, but it's also going to be a lot of work. But I'm going to get to see a lot of people. I'm going to get to play a lot of games. So I'm actually not that upset about it.
Right, plus the after parties.
Yep, there's a couple meet and greets, after parties, you know. Haven't managed to get a few of the parties that I would like to go to that I know are probably existing locked down, but
Right.
figured out.
So I'm just curious how those work. Is it just like so many people get an invite or?
I'm sure they have them set aside. Like I know for when Greg used to do the IGN meet and greets, he did one in Boston at Boston, that wasn't Boston Beer Works, it was the other one, but it was like a beer house, whatever. And it was like 300 people were allowed to get in, and we were literally there like before they even let anybody in. And the guest list was like 100 and something people. So like it wasn't actually 300, the first 300 people, it was the first 300 people less the 100 plus guests. So it was only like 100 or so actual like random people got in. So when we were literally like 20 deep in the line, and like they started walking up the line and were like, "It's full. Like, just so you know, it's full, and it's a one in, one out." So
Damn.
you know, because of the guest list, which everyone was kind of annoyed because everyone's like, they said it was like 300 people, and they were like, yeah, 300 people total. Not in that didn't include the, you know, saved spots for guests. So a bunch of people were bummed out, and we were kind of annoyed too, because we're like, well, why the hell did we even bother? So we just literally just left. We got out of the line, and the funny part was, as we were, this was PAX East 2 years ago, as we were walking back to the hotel, we passed Greg. He was what he was he was he wasn't even there yet. He was on his way. So I, because I had a Radio PlayStation T-shirt, I wanted to give him. So I gave him the T-shirt. Sarah got to meet him.
Nice.
She took a picture. And then we just kind of were like, "Hey, just so you know, like," and he didn't even know like that was what happened too. Because we were like, "Yeah, there's a ton of people in line, and they're not getting in."
Right.
I mean, but that thing kind of happened every single time we went to like meet and greet type things. Like, I remember when we were at PAX Prime, same deal. It was one of the IGN meet and greets. They didn't tell people that it was 21 plus, even though it was at a bar and they had rented out the whole bar. The bar was like, no. If they're not 21,
Get in.
they can't come
Yeah.
in. And
Legally, they
well, the
can't.
problem was, is it was a restaurant too. So he's like, I don't get it. And he's like, you rented out the room and we're serving free alcohol, so you can't let them
Oh.
in because we
Right.
can't monitor them.
Correct.
So
Correct.
that was cool. So that was one of the times where, like, again, Greg, because he's such an awesome guy, he blew me away with this one, because he literally, when he found out, he was like, "What the fuck?" And he was like, "Who's not 21 in the like giant line of people?" And so like a bunch of people stood up. He's like, come over, every one of you, come over here, and you know, let's take pictures, let's say hi, let's chat, you
Oh
know,
shit.
before the actual event started." Because he was like, "I want to talk and take pictures with as many as you as I can, because you
Right.
can't come in, and I didn't know." So that's, you know, he's like, "So that sucks." He's like, "But I don't want you to have come all this way for nothing." So
For nothing,
like,
yeah.
so he just, you know, he's like, "Everyone who's 21, just stay in the line, you're fine. You'll meet me when I'm inside." He's like, "But I want to try and
Yeah, I'll get the ones that can't
get to
go
all these
in.
people who can't come in." And he
Nice.
pretty much managed to get to like every single person. So, and it was
Damn.
like probably 30 or 40 people. So it was pretty good.
Sweetheart. Nice guy. Now I really want to meet him.
Yeah. He's a pretty cool dude.
Definitely seems like it.
Yeah, and he likes his chicken wings.
Who doesn't?
True that.
Team
True
Fat,
that.
yo.
Yeah. So that's that. But yeah, so there's PAX Prime's coming up. Excited for that. The PlayStation Experience after that. I'm sure you guys have a bunch of your local cons and stuff for the I wanted to say cosplay nonsense, but just cosplay variety. This is totally nonsense. Wasting your time. Get
How'd
dang
that
video
happen?
games. Yeah, so that's that. And then
What
as
else?
far as games go, like gaming, what you've been up to, I
All
picked
Galaxy.
Gal yeah, I was gonna say Galaxy. I've been playing the Swindle, even though I'm not good at it.
I want to try that.
I'm
Pick it up.
so garbage at it. That size five games, his Twitter is at Dan That, DanThat. He's a pretty cool guy. We met him at PAX, because that's a Curve Digital
Oh, Kirk, yeah.
published it, but he size five games is Dan's thing, and he made it. And the Swindle's, it's really good. It's like steampunky. You do little randomly generated levels to go in, steal the money, get out alive. Because if you die, you get nothing. Which I do a lot. But like, I remember when we were playing the game there with Dan, and like I busted into like this place, and I got like $10, and then I left. And he was like, he's British, so he's just like,
that was a piss poor run there, mate. And I was like, shut up, because I kept dying. Like, I was like, there's these bombs and you can defuse them, but if you don't have like the defusal thing, you can't. They just blow up. So like, I would constantly go up to the mines and try to defuse them, and he just would laugh. At one point, he finally was like, I have to help you. This is painful to watch.
That's funny.
But the Swindle, yeah, the Swindle, Galaxy. I mean, I got Grand Theft Auto 5, but I really don't play it that much. Only when, like, you or Avery's on.
Right.
But Adventures of Pip, which is at TikTok Games, TikTok Games. Adventures of Pip is awesome because it's
a That's pretty... the one that's like... It gradually, the graphics get well, better, you're, change, yeah, or
Pip,
like that.
Pip has the ability to go from 1-bit Pip, where he's just a red square, to 8-bit Pip, and then 16-bit Pip, where 16, he's got the sword. Yeah. I played that. I streamed that 2 days ago, and it was it's really good. Like, I was blown away with how, like...
It's out Tuesday? Like,
yes.
Or is it already out?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
How rich the game is, because... Like, I'd been running through the levels in, like, the first zone. Because it's kind of set zoned out. Like, you know Super Mario Brothers on Super Nintendo? How it was kind of like you had the world view as you went from level to level? Mm-hmm. And each time you, like, crossed a bridge, like, the level variation changed and stuff?
Yep.
It was kind of like that. And so, like, I got to the final level, and it had, like, this ridiculous boss fight at the end. And even when Hug was watching it, he was like, holy crap, legit boss is legit. And I was like, yeah, Jesus Christ, I wasn't expecting this.
Damn.
But, like, it's cool because your checkpoint was right before you dropped into the boss room, and then you have to fight this boss. And it was really hard. I was not expecting that, basically. But it was, but it's good. Like, it's good. Like, and I assume that when I get to the end of the next section that I'm at, there'll be another boss fight, and then another boss fight, and another boss fight until you get to the end. But,
right.
It's very much like Zelda 2 from NES mixed with Faxanadu from NES mixed with Super Mario World mixed with A Link to the Past.
So, damn. Yeah, gonna have to get it then.
Like, it's pretty, like if I was gonna pick, like, four games that it's very reminiscent of, or, like, just two games, I'd say it's, like, Super Mario World with its level design, but, like, the story and... you know, kind of the way certain game mechanics work is very linked to the past. You know, like, you can upgrade your health, you can buy, like, certain perks for levels.
Right.
But, like, the overworld kind of, like, level selection bit is very Super Mario World, with the way that the variety of the levels change depending on which zone you're in. And,
right.
But the story is very kind of linked to the past-y because, I'm not going to ruin it, but...
Right, no, yeah. Everyone can find definitely, out Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm assuming it's a $20, $25.
I think it's like $14.99.
Oh, nice.
I couldn't tell you for certain, but...
I wonder if it's going to be the whole PS Plus. You just get a whatever percent discount.
Maybe. To be honest with you, I actually...
I mean, I doubt it, but...
Don't know.
It seems like Sony's been doing that lately.
Yeah, I mean, I think they do it a lot. Oh, you know what I never did? I never voted for the next game.
I voted
game.
For the Zombie Vikings.
Oh, the Zombie Vikings. We played that at PAX. It's a really fun game.
I saw co-op. I was like, I'm down.
Yeah, it's got co-op. And you can... And then, what's cool is you can knock your head off and... like, the other people can pick it up and then, like, throw it to you.
Is it like a bonus attack thing or just something
kind
you
of
do?
A little bit.
Oh. Hmm.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It'll show you what the current vote tally is because I just did it. Currently Grow Home robot game is in the lead. Armello is in second place and Zombie Vikings is third.
Oh, I was in second last I voted.
Yeah, like Armello and Zombie Vikings are pretty much tied. I actually voted for Armello, I'm not gonna lie. I'm going to check that out at PAX as well, but that looks really cool. It's RPG-ish, and that's kind of why I'm going for it, because I want some...
I really want a new RPG.
I need some RPG action on my PS4.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Until Persona 5 comes out.
Yeah, exactly. Persona 5. P5. I got to send an email to them, actually, to Atlas. Be like, hey, I know I'm a nobody, but can I get a copy of Persona 5? Please, 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 please.
I say they got you a copy of, what's it called? Or a review copy of...
Yeah, for Arena Ultimax, yes.
Yeah. Which is like, I think...
I finally got my plushies. I don't know if you saw the tweet. Tales of Zillia plushies finally showed up. I got an email from them being like, oh my god, we're so sorry, we haven't sent them out, like... We're next daying them, and like, no shit, next day it showed up. So I've got my Teepo, and then whatever the other guy's name is, because I honestly don't know, because it's from Tales of Zillia 2. I sent a message to Sarah and was like, Sarah, I have your plushie plus your Rosalina amiibo that I still have not sent to you because you just keep saying don't do it. Well, no, she keeps saying hold off because she's assuming she'll be down in the States or something.
Assuming she's busy.
Yeah, she's busy doing real life archaeology stuff. Being cool.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Wish I could be cool like that. Time to go back to school.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot Lara Croft is it's free this month.
I like it.
Temple of Osiris.
Played a little bit. I like it.
I'm gonna download that right now.
I guess it's not a twin stick because
no, it's not really a twin stick. I played it at PAX Prime.
I like it. It's fun.
It's not bad. I mean, hey, it's free. I'm not going to complain.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then Limbo was the other game for PS4.
I couldn't get into Limbo anytime.
I've watched people play it, and I just, same kind of thing. Like, for me, it's the sad reality is if it's not, like, Zelda or, like, a first-person shooter, it's pretty hard for me to like it.
Sad, true.
We'll end it with this. I picked up Rare Replay on Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Totally fucking cool, except for the fact that it has a friggin' 6 GB pre-launch update.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and what's weird is, so when it installs on your console, it installs, like, 7 of the games as individual games, but then it installs Rare Replay as an actual game. So it installed Perfect Dark Zero for Xbox 360, and then it installed like Banjo-Kazooie for Xbox 360, Banjo-Tooie for Xbox 360, Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. It installed those all as like separate games, but then Rare Replay was installed as its own thing. But I can open Rare Replay and just play those games through it.
Right, yeah. So I'm assuming, though, you basically downloaded 360 versions of those games.
Yeah, oh, no, they're totally 360 versions of those games.
But you can play them off the disc as well, not just separately or whatever.
I mean, I'm assuming it's playing them off the console because it installed
them. The console off the disc.
But they're totally the Xbox 360 versions because the icons have the Xbox 360 logo on the side of them. Yeah. And it did some weird thing where it kind of like went into what I guess is like 360 emulator mode when it loaded up Perfect Dark Zero.
Because it emulates it?
Yeah. But it was fine. I mean, I played it online. I jumped right into an online match. There was only like 2 people in it, but I still jumped into an online match. So that means that if you had it, we could co-op Perfect Dark Zero. I haven't tried out Perfect Dark because I'm excited to see if that multiplayer is online networked because that would be insane.
I can see what the list of games are.
I mean, I can grab the box and read it to you.
That's fine. That works.
All right. Hang on. I got to get up. I'm tangled behind cords. Rare Replay. Grab that from the shelf. Yeah, because there's a lot of games. But there's a lot of like NES games and stuff that they had made, that Rare made. So Attic, Atac, Banjo-Kazooie, Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts, Banjo-Tooie, Battletoads, Battletoads Arcade, Blast Corps, Cobra Triangle, Conker's Bad Fur Day, Digger, T-Rock, Grabbed by the Ghoulies, Gunfright, Jet Force Gemini, Jetpack Refueled, Cameo, Elements of Power, Killer Instinct Gold, Night Lore, Lunar Jetman, Perfect Dark, Perfect Dark Zero, RC Pro-Am, RC Pro-Am 2, Saberwolf, Slalom, Snake Rattle and Roll, Solar Jetman, Underworld, Viva Pinata, and Viva Pinata Trouble in Paradise.
Snaps?
Yeah, a lot of games.
All right, then. Time to get it through or Xbox One.
Yep. I didn't play. I mean, I think I might have played like 20 minutes of Banjo-Kazooie, but it played fine.
Ran well. Nice.
Yeah, I was actually like kind of felt shocked. It's not shocked, but it just was super reminiscent, you know?
Like
I felt
yeah.
You know, but the problem was is the problem
is nostalgic.
Yeah, the problem is for me is I'm playing the game. What the why is that's weird. It's showing Temple of Osiris is locked.
Weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, why does it have a lock on it?
You'll probably have to restore the licenses.
Yeah. Now it doesn't have the lock. Okay. I literally moved off the icon and went back to it. Because it's installing in the background. But, so, it's weird for me to play the game on the Xbox One because I'm like, I feel like I would have more fun if I just played this on the 64. Like,
right.
I feel like there's a part of the experience that doesn't translate when you play it on a new console.
I guess so, yeah.
So, true.
Do you still have the N64 version?
Of course I do.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Of course, is that a trick question? Yes, of course.
You're a collector, that's right.
Yeah, I have Banjo-Kazooie. I don't have Banjo-Tooie, but I do have Banjo-Kazooie, yes.
Nice.
And I have Jet Force Gemini, which is another one of my... That's probably in my top 10 N64 games.
Never got to play that one.
It's really good. It was just like one of those... I remember playing at my friend's house and being like, I need this game. And like I didn't end up getting the game until probably like long after I had the N64. And just being like, this game was so good. Like it was just...
It was totally worth it.
I think I paid like $30 for it at GameStop. Like after N64 games were not being sold there anymore.
Right.
And just like, but it's such a good game.
Nice.
So it is what it is though. But I think that about
covers it.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing other than that. There's not a whole lot going on that's newsworthy. For us, so I suppose that'll be it for episode 34. Shoutouts. Shout out at Ultra Girls Cosplay.
Ultra Girls Cos. And then, I have the other shoutouts, but I'll have to send you their Twitter names.
Sure.
Because I'm not sure if they're the actual. I'm not sure what they have them as.
Shout out Manu.
Basically, yeah, him, Austin St. John, and Trina.
Sure.
But I'll give you the link to their Twitter accounts.
Right. It'll be in the notes for the people who are listening. And also, for those of you who are listening, I know I'm doing a pretty bad job of getting them up on YouTube as well. Not that it matters, because if you're listening here, my guess is you're probably not listening to it again on YouTube, but I am trying to get better at streamlining the video editing bit so that I can just get them straight onto YouTube as well. But usually that requires me giving up my laptop for like 2 hours while the videos render, and I can't always do that.
It's true.
So
she's got to teach me how to do it and send me the stuff, and I'll just do it.
Yeah, but you need like Final Cut or Sony Vegas. Yeah, that's the problem. It's like when it's rendering, it just basically makes it so my computer can do nothing. I mean, I could probably still use my computer for other stuff, but I'd rather just let it sit and render. But it usually takes like an hour plus.
Right.
So
yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, so that'll do it for episode 34. You can follow us on Twitter at the DGCast. You can follow me at So After I Said. Mike, you are at
MTong1, I believe.
At MTong1.
Yeah.
And you know, we had done a couple episodes where we had some guests. We're trying to work out some scheduling stuff to get some more people back on the show. You know, we're always happy to take your gaming topic suggestions or non-gaming topic suggestions, whatever you feel.
Tweet
us, leave a comment on the website, leave a comment on the YouTube, give us a like, give us a thumbs up, follow us or subscribe to us on YouTube. It's youtube.com/c/theDGcast. Again, we don't post a lot of stuff there, but I'm working on that too. Now that I've got like a more consistent setup for gaming and stuff.
Yeah.
And I ordered a webcam finally, so I'll be able to put that on the alpha so that I can have video for face cam when I do streaming from that, which will be nice.
Right.
But yeah, so without further ado, we'll officially end it here. And we will catch you.
Yep.